Hello, my name's David Stretton and I'm the Methodist minister for churches in Arnside, Storth, Milnthorpe and Levens in the Kendal Circuit. Welcome to worship for Sunday the 10th of January 2021, and today we celebrate the baptism of Jesus. For our hymns, we're starting with the modern version of The Lord's My Shepherd and we'll end with Be Thou My Vision.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still waters. His goodness restores my soul, and I will trust in you alone, and I will trust in you alone. For your endless mercy follows me, your goodness will lead me. Guides my ways in righteousness, and he anoints my head with oil, and my cup it overflows with joy. I feast on his pure delights, and I will trust in you alone, and I will trust in you alone. For your endless mercy follows me, your goodness will lead me home. And though I walk the darkest path, I will not fear the evil one, for you are with me and your rod and staff are the comfort I need to know, and I will trust in you. Your goodness will lead me home.
Let's pray. Lord God, how awesome are you? Your voice is powerful and majestic. Once the earth was without shape, dark and empty. Then you spoke, awesome God, and light shone. You separated the light from the darkness. The whole world changed. You later sent your Son, Jesus, to live and walk among us on the earth. His ministry, heralded by John the Baptist, who baptized Jesus in the Jordan. The whole world changed. The sky split open, and your Holy Spirit came down like a dove. Then you spoke, awesome God, and continue to speak today through your Holy Spirit. Majestic, awesome, all-powerful God, we adore your holy name. Amen. This week, at the beginning of a new year, and having just watched the Christmas edition of Doctor Who, I want to do some time travelling. I want to go all the way back to the beginning of creation, where God's Spirit is hovering over the waters. And then to 2,000 years ago, and what I've recently called the fact of our religion. Jesus, God, in a specific time and a specific place, born in a stable in Bethlehem. And then on to 30 years later, and Jesus, the grown man, about to begin his public ministry, seeking baptism from John, and the Holy Spirit is present again. So let me read to you the first 5 verses of Genesis, and then Mark's account of Jesus' baptism. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message: "After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven: "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." When we think about baptism these days, it's in a church, all under control, the family dressed in their Sunday best, just a drop of water to keep things neat and tidy, a ritual full of decorum, a celebration, but kind of muted. The word "wild" is not one that we'd associate with baptism, and yet that is most definitely what it was and should be. Jesus' baptism happened out in the wilderness, facilitated by a man wearing clothing made of camel's hair in a dirty, muddy river, where the sky was torn apart by God. We've come a long way since then, but are we any better for it? Those first 5 verses from Genesis, our foundational text, remind us that right at the very beginning, when things were wild, then there was God's Holy Spirit, creating light where previously there had only been darkness. And then eons, centuries, millennia later, God steps out of the picture. Jesus is born in the wilderness of a stable in a small village at the back end of beyond. And then, when this God, who is man, steps out to begin his public ministry, he is again drawn to the wilderness. At that time, culturally, commercially and politically, the centre was very much the temple in Jerusalem. And yet John the Baptist sets up his stall in the desert, and miraculously the people travel from the centre to the edge. And at the edge they are invited to turn away from sin towards God and make a new beginning. You and me, we can make a new beginning anytime we want. We don't need to go into the desert or even up Arnside Knot. That's the great gift of our faith. That's the overwhelmingly generous, never-ending, everlasting offer from our God. There is no limit to his grace and mercy. A new beginning is always available. But this week, something is different. A third lockdown is upon us. Our centre, our church building, is closed. We are being forced from the centre to the margins. And I wonder, is this where we might do our best work? The wilderness is disruptive. It forces us to rethink what we have taken for granted, to change and to adapt. It can be unsettling, a troubling time. It can be like the sky torn open. But then, isn't that an opening for the creative power of the Holy Spirit to break through? Last week, I was talking of the wise men and what we could learn from them as we embark on the journey of this year of 2021. I spoke of a journey that is not always easy, about remembering to look out for and notice God at work, about being careful not to make assumptions and in doing so to make God small. I spoke about not being afraid to ask for help, and that we all have gifts to share on the journey. This week, I want to add to that. Our baptism, our connection into the family of faith that is the people of God, is all about being filled with God's Holy Spirit so that we and God's kingdom might flourish. Jesus' ministry was a ministry of encounter, often with people at the edge, in the wilderness. How can we model our ministry on that, as individuals and as a church community? That's a tough question, but we find ourselves in tough times, and also in our own wilderness. But let's have a go and see where we end up. Let's pray now our prayers of intercession. We pray for the church throughout the world, for this church and all its members, that in faith and unity we may be constantly renewed by your Holy Spirit for mission and for service. We pray for the peoples of the world, for the leaders of the nations, that they may seek justice, freedom and peace for all. We pray for our country, for those who have authority and influence, that all may serve one another in wisdom, honesty and compassion. We pray for those among whom we live and work, for all our neighbours, that we may so use your gifts that together we may find joy in your creation. And we pray for all in sorrow, or need, or anxiety, or sickness, that in their weakness they may know your strength, and in despair find hope. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
to me, say that thou art, thou my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence, my life. Be thou
May the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. And may the Lord look on us with favour and give us peace. Amen.